Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind by dialing in toll-free number 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com, and you'll find that all the features that are there are completely free. There's no logging in or membership fees. Well, I guess there is logging in, but you don't have to log in. You can have an account, but if you sign up for an account, it's free, so it's no big deal. Anyway, everything there, we give it away, so enjoy over at freetalklive.com. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
All right, so we're going to start things out here. Of course, we'll take your calls about anything. Outside of that, we'll bring stuff up that you might find interesting, like the G20 situation. We actually haven't really talked much about it. We talked to Britt Kelly from the Freedom Ride. I think it was last week. Yeah, we were at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. She came on the show and told us that she was going to go up there. And of course, it's all over at this point. But it's kind of interesting to take a look at what happened and to assess the police state activities going on there and look at it from from the perspective of our perspective, which is a little bit different. And of course, as usual, when these big gatherings of leaders, so-called, which I hate that term.
Self-appointed.
Yeah, they aren't my leaders. I want nothing to do with them, and I'd be surprised if anybody considers them their leaders. But these people that are in charge of the violent monopolies around the world, the government people, getting together and chatting about whatever it is that they talk about. Apparently, they were talking about the economy, the world economic situation this year. And the news from the CBC shows that Toronto really cranked up the police state in preparation for the G20 summit. The police were given new powers.
Mm-hmm.
And you know they love it when they get new powers. They love it.
Well, they get new tools, they call them tools.
Yep. Yeah, well, there's also another story about how they bought four of the sound guns, little parabolic dishes that they put up on top of Humvees and things like that, and mm-hmm. they shoot at people to make them experience pain, but supposedly not hurt them permanently. I don't know if they've been studied for that long, but nonetheless, So they bought all that equipment, and also they created a new powers that took effect last Monday and applied along the border of the G20 security fence that allows them to, within 5 meters, I believe, of the 5 meters of the security area, they are obliged to give police their name and state the purpose of their visit upon request. So kind of sounds sort of like the Arizona law where people are now being...
You must answer the questions.
Yeah, where you can be stopped any old time. It's not quite as bad as the Arizona law because this is only 5 meters within the security area, 5 meters from the security area. But Arizona is the entire state. Nonetheless, anyone who fails to provide identification or explain why they're near the security area can be searched and arrested. In addition to that, there's a story out of prisonplanet.com, and it's just kind of giving an example that Toronto or Canada is not necessarily that far behind the United States in their police state. The cops there, I think, are definitely a little bit better from the observations I've made and from the people we've talked to over the years, but there's still a government there. There's still people that are willing to aggress against you, and clearly they're willing to be as police status as they possibly can, given the right opportunity. PrisonPlanet.com reporting on the undercover agents. This is also something that's becoming easier to spot now that we've got YouTube videos and we've got people with video cameras and still cameras everywhere, as there were at the G20. And the allegation is that there were some provocateurs amongst the so-called anarchists that were out there. And this is always an interest. I've always found it a particularly interesting allegation.
My question is, where do these anarchists come from? The ones that show up for the G20, they fly in. Where do they come
from?
They're
all dressed in black. And I read the account of it, too, and they said, well, this group of anarchists clad in black broke off from the peaceful protesters and started becoming violent as if mm-hmm. they were part of the peaceful protesters. And, of course, that gives the police the excuse later on to start batting the peaceful people around.
Yep, and that's exactly what they did. There's a photo that has been published of a couple of so-called anarchists setting fire to a Toronto police car during the anti-G20 protests this past weekend, showing one of the so-called anarchists wearing Nike clothing, which is a potential indication that provocateurs dressed up as Black Bloc anarchists were again employed by authorities to cause mayhem in order to justify a brutal police crackdown and crush free speech, as peaceful protesters were attacked and arrested while the anarchists who torched the cars were left alone.
Yep.
Now, on one hand, you have to say to yourself, well, come on, really? I mean, would the police department sacrifice one of its own cars for the purpose of aiding its agent provocateur program? I mean, we know that in the past there have been agents provocateur amongst crowds. There have been some really great videos out there that show some guys looking a lot like cops dressed up as anarchists, so-called anarchists.
Well, the best one is when they've got that – there's this photo where essentially the – they've got the anarchists down on the ground, and the police that are holding them are wearing the exact same
boots.
I mean, they've got the same label on the bottom. It's just clear and obvious, and you know, it's that's the most fun one, and that was in Canada too.
And back during the Vietnam War, it's come out now that actually they think that some FBI trained provocateurs were the ones who provoked that whole Kent State shooting.
Yes,
really.
You know, years later.
Yeah.
The picture shows the culprits who set fire to the police car congratulating each other and looking remarkably relaxed about potentially being caught by police, considering what they had just done. One of the men is wearing Nike pants. The distinctive logo of the company can be seen above his left pocket. And the question that the Prison Planet is asking is, why would a hardcore anarchist so dedicated to his cause that he's willing to torch a police car be wearing clothing made by a company that, and this is a silly statement, anarchists universally abhor? Well, I think that's, again, I think that's a little speculative. I think this is a little speculative. It's interesting because, well, first of all, these people, I don't consider them real anarchists. Most of the people out there calling themselves anarchists are really socialists masquerading as anarchists.
And there have been some reports that some of these people are actually funded by some of these socialists and communist groups.
The Black Bloc anarchists?
Yep. They're chaosists. They're not anarchists.
Right. So anarchy meaning lack of rule, lack of government.
Lack of a state.
Yeah, these people in many cases would be fine with their state being in control. They just don't like the existing state. And so the idea that, well, just because one of them is wearing Nike track pants means that they're
pushing
not
it.
Anarchists. Yeah. But on the other hand, it's a fair thing to say that if you're that hardcore, why are you dressing in Nike clothing if you're all anti-corporate and this and that? And that's kind of the perspective that these guys are coming from. These are the kinds of guys that are going to cover up the Sony on a video camera to make, you know, just to cleanse it of its corporation.
I'll bet being an anarchist, you're being protected. It's probably pretty good living. You probably get paid pretty well.
You mean
dressed in black?
You mean if you're working for the cops?
Yeah, yeah. It's probably a nice paycheck.
Well,
it does. I could really go either way on the pants. You know, I mean, it could be like these are the only black pants I had handy. Or
am I allowed to bring rotten eggs?
The authorities wasted no time in responding to the mayhem the anarchists helpfully generated for them with brute force, and this is really the relevant portion of the story. After the anarchists torched four police cars, reporters and other peaceful protesters were targeted with rubber bullets, with another Guardian journalist being repeatedly punched and elbowed by the cops. And we've seen this a lot, where the police will, on video, rough up journalists, destroy their cameras, things like that. The newspaper photographer was shot with a plastic bullet in the backside, while another had an officer point a gun in his face, despite identifying himself as a member of the media, according to the Canadian press. Journalist Steve Paikin of public broadcaster TV Ontario described the brutal beating of the Guardian reporter. He said, "As I was escorted away from the demonstration, I saw two officers hold a journalist. The journalist identified himself as working for the Guardian. He talked too much and pissed the police off. Two officers held him, a third punched him in the stomach. Totally unnecessary. The man collapsed. Then the third officer drove his elbow into the man's back. No cameras recorded this assault, and it was an assault." Paikin noted how the middle-class, peaceful demonstrators were being attacked and arrested by police, while anarchists who provided them with the pretext to do so, well, so-called anarchists, were nowhere to be seen. Police just started arresting people. I stress this was a peaceful, middle-class, diverse crowd. No anarchists. Literally more than 100 officers with guns pointing at the crowd, rubber bullets and smoke bombs ready to be fired, rubber bullets fired. I've lived in Toronto for 32 years and have never seen a day like this. Shame on the vandals and shame on those that ordered peaceful protesters attacked and arrested. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
It's the number one reason for slow and clogged bath drains. That's right, hair. And the number one way to open drains plugged with hair? The drain clog. Stop standing in dirty bath water. Stop using dangerous chemicals. Just push the drain claw past the pop-up in your sink or tub, twist, and pull. You'll be shocked at what this little tool can pull out of your drain. The drain claw has over 100 tiny hooks that claw through hair, toothpaste, and shampoo that slows and clogs your drains. See how it works right now at thedrainclaw.com. The drain claw is made in the USA and is the safest, easiest, most environmentally friendly solution to unclog bath drains. Get one for $6.99 or three for $15. The drain claw can be used over and over. Don't be fooled by substitutes. Buy the original. Buy the drain claw. Order now at thedrainclaw.com. That's the drain claw at thedrainclaw.com.
With so many choices on silver products, it's important to find only the most safe and effective brand for you and your family. Silver 100 is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD's choice for the most advanced and powerful silver technology, light years ahead of all nanoparticle, colloidal, and all other silver formulas. As a stabilized 100% form of the only lethal to pathogens, silver ions, delivered across the gut and tissues to the target pathogens. Clearance and elimination of all harmful viruses, bacteria, fungi, and most parasites. Protects from daily illness and chronic diseases and the big viral plagues and bioweapons. Get yours today, exclusively researched by Dr. Bill. And check out the facts on the Nutramedical Show, 2 to 5 p.m. Central Standard Time, Mondays to Fridays on GCN. Order at www.nutramedical.com or call toll-free 888-212-8871. There is no better place to get the best wellness technologies in America and worldwide.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Talk Live. You can bring up what you want if you dial in toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us online at freetalklive.com and enjoy all the features there. They're completely free, including listening options. We've got our broadband and dial-up versions of the show available around the clock. Also available 24/7 is our listen lines, or are our listen lines, which are available to you via any phone that can dial long distance. You can just call in and listen over your phone. Also, our webcam is available, too. It's all there at listen.freetalklive.com. Go get all the details. Get tuned in. listen.freetalklive.com. And what if you found out that the best liberty activists from around the world were moving to the same place? in order to achieve liberty in their lifetimes. Would you want to join them? Well, I did. It's happening, and you can be a part of it. Join the Free State Project at freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org. As we go to your phone calls, coming up, just a really disturbing story about immigration and what one town in Nebraska has decided to do about it. We'll get to that here in a little bit. First, your calls. We go first to Jose in New York. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Jose.
Hey guys. How are you?
Hey, great. What's on your mind tonight?
Not much. First of all, I wanted to thank you for all the great work that you do, guys.
Thanks.
I wanted to comment about the debate, last Friday's debate.
Yeah, it was a debate about atheism and agnosticism between Stefan Molyneux from Freedom Main Radio and our very own Johnson.
Yes, it was kind of frustrating. When I was listening to it, it was like they were discussing the wrong thing, right? Like it was like a false dichotomy, like what's better, Republicans or Democrats kind of thing.
I don't get it. What do you mean?
I think that the definitions of what they were trying to define as God, right, are very too constrained, too restrictive. And then the assumptions that Stefan were taking to me are completely false. For example, the idea that consciousness is a product of matter.
I did take him to task on that point. Did you listen to the full debate?
Yes, but I think he didn't get the question. I don't know.
Well, I took him to task on both of the things that you brought up. I didn't speak too much during this debate because it was originally intended to be between the two of them. And but the two things you bring up, I did address during that debate. One being that their definition of God was different from what mine would be.
Yeah, I remember
and
that.
We talked about that. So certainly their debate was framed within the paradigm of kind of the monotheistic daddy God in the sky, that kind of thing.
Right.
Which would not fit my understanding of God as all that is or all that is and isn't as a pantheist. As myself would believe. Mm-hmm. So I made that pretty clear, and Steph had a couple of questions that he asked me. It came up toward the end of a segment, and so we didn't really delve too far into that because we wanted to open it up to the questions from the audience. And again, like I said, it was between the two of them. And you're right, it certainly was framed in a certain manner. It wasn't about all of the potential types of God. It was just about more of the more popular monotheistic gods out there.
Right, and I think his assumption, right, the idea that matter, that the consciousness is the product of matter, I think that's where he fails.
Yeah, it is an assumption, and I brought that up too, if I'm not mistaken. And were you listening
because
live?
If you think about it, right, as an empiricist, the only thing that you know with certainty that is undeniable is consciousness.
Yeah, that's about it.
Yeah, that's an interesting point. Because if you were to, you can't prove anything else. You can't prove that anything else exists.
Exactly. And then the other cases where you have consciousness as a primordial thing is dreams. Because sometimes you're fooled by your dreams. You think you're awake and that reality is your dream, right? And there's solid things there. And then when you wake up, you realize they were just dreams, right? So matter is the creation of consciousness.
Yes, that's certainly possible that all there is consciousness and that everything else was generated from it. I brought that up and I said that that's kind of he's jumping to a conclusion there, believing that consciousness exists because of your brain. And I don't know. I asked the question is, well, what do we really know about consciousness? I asked that question on the show, and there's not really much that we do know about consciousness, is there?
Exactly.
Go ahead.
So, guys, thank you so much for everything. One last thing. I think the refutable proof that they were not anarchists in Canada was that all of them were in Porkfest.
Thank you for the call. I appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Wayne, I don't know if you caught any of the debate on Friday, but your thoughts on consciousness?
You know what? I don't know. All I know is consciousness from my own experience. They do say they've done some tests and they've done experiments with what they call the information field or the information it's called the information field where the psychics, for example, people claim to be psychic who are accurate. People who do remote viewing, for example, they want to find out why, what's happening there. Are they sound waves? Are they what type of waves are they? And they've even done experiments with these people in submarines underwater and find out they can still do the same thing. So in the universe, there seems
to be... I don't believe that. I'm not saying I don't believe that people could, you know, have extra sensory things like that. Mm-hmm. But if those people are out there and there's been some sort of level of proof above and beyond random chance, then they should go to James Randi and collect $1 million.
Well, again, the word psychic is kind of woo-woo. I think human beings are capable of more than they realize. Human beings are dumbed down in many ways. They don't really understand the magnificence of their existence here. And I think that we have more powers than we realize.
That I will absolutely agree with you on. Whenever I hear those claims, I immediately become skeptical. The idea that somebody will be able to predict beyond random what the next card to be drawn from a deck would be a real firm example of someone having psychic ability. And in that case, then they should be able to, if they're tested under some sort of scientific circumstances, that should be made well known, and it would really prove something significant.
Well, I would like to see the scientific tests. However, at the same time, I would say that the people from the James Randi Foundation have no interest in actually scientifically testing somebody to see if they have powers. What they have an interest in is protecting their $1 million and to be skeptics. That's what their interest is.
And that's fine. I don't think that people who are psychic or let's say they have extrasensory perception, I don't think they're going to be able to do it will. I think that what happens is things come in, all of a sudden, out of nowhere, you have a vision or you have a dream about something. I just don't think you're psychic at will where we can do those things. You have to be pretty talented. I just don't believe that exists. What I believe it comes in spontaneously without you asking for it or without you knowing what it is at first in many cases. So, for example, I've had dreams when I was a kid that ended up coming true when I was an adult that I remember very clearly.
Yeah, those are certainly very strange things.
Weird stuff.
So what is time and what is consciousness? You know, everybody has their own unique talents in that way. Everybody has their own little antennas tuned to a different frequency. But we don't know. We don't know if the Great Spirit, if we're just little hairs on the end of the fingers of the Great Spirit. Who knows? I don't profess to know. All I know is I'm enjoying being here right now.
There you go. I agree with that. 800-259-9231. Your thoughts on existence, consciousness, God, if you want. You're certainly welcome if you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us here on the air. You can join us online, freetalklive.com. There's more coming up. Take control of the airwaves, Free Talk Live.
Who is Sam Andy? Sam Andy Foods is life insurance in a can. Life insurance you can eat. Sam Andy Foods has been serving loyal customers worldwide for over 50 years. Why so long? Simple. Sam Andy Foods have perfected the taste and quality of low-moisture foods. Foods that last 15 to 25 years. And that's made us an industry leader among families, sportsmen, outdoorsmen, churches, schools, people living in remote areas, U.S. troops in wartime, and many others. Sam Andy is America's leading supplier of over 100 high-quality, low-moisture products and everything you need to survive in any emergency. Visit samandy.com today for your free full-color catalog and free trial subscription to the Survival Times newsletter. That's samandy.com. Just like it sounds, samandy.com. Or call toll-free 1-888-331-0358. Your one-stop shop for everything your family needs to prepare for any emergency. Sam Andy Foods. Life insurance in a can.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
What if your local grocery store was suddenly closed?
What if?
What if a crisis of world events caused anarchy?
What if?
The time to prepare yourself and your family for what if
is now.
For 1 week only, Ready Made Resources offers all GCN listeners 25% off of all Mountain House case lots.
And that includes free shipping.
Go to readymaderesources.com. See the variety of our quality Mountain House foods in a wide selection for every taste. Mountain House foods have a 25-year shelf life and are easy to prepare. Just add water for great tasting snacks or meals.
Yes, there is a catch.
This 25% off of case lots is over today. Hurry, go to readymaderesources.com. Or call 1-800-627-3809 and mention GCN to get 25% off per case of Mountain House Foods with free shipping. That's 800-627-3809 or go to readymaderesources.com. Hurry, sale ends today.
If you suffer from poor sleep,
you've got to try MyPillow.
Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose?
Except poor sleep.
Go to MyPillowShop.com. Mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com. Or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. MyPillow for the rest of your life.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything by dialing in toll-free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features, they're free. We've got archives, and they go back all the way to late 2006. So years worth of Free Talk Live available for you at freetalklive.com. And it's all free. You don't have to log in or anything like that. You just click. Now, the last week are right there at the top of the page, and then if you click into the archives, then it'll take you way back. All for free. freetalklive.com. Now then, do you want to pay higher prices for goods and services?
No.
Who wants to do that?
Right. Well, you do every time somebody doesn't pay for theirs. That's one of the many compelling reasons SACL CAI has been at the cornerstone of collections for more than 35 years. Before you pay higher prices, think whether the business, be it a bank, hospital, retail store, or utility, could use some help with their collections to contain costs so they're not passed on to you, the paying customer. Tell them to call the dedicated collections experts at SACL CAI for a no-cost, no-obligation proposal. SACL CAI. See their banner right at the top of the banner column at freetalklive.com. That's SACL CAI. As we continue with your calls and then a very disturbing story out of Nebraska in regards to immigration, first we go to Ted in West Virginia. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Ted, on the Amp Lines.
Hey, y'all. How's it going?
Ted, what's on your mind tonight?
Hey, you guys have fun at Dork Fest?
Absolutely. Dork Fest was awesome.
Hey, you know, when Ron Paul was running, what was the one thing they kept trying to pin hit on him?
He wanted to legalize drugs?
No, he was a bigot.
What's that?
He was a bigot?
Yep, the bigot thing. Now, who is always the one that brings up the bigot thing and tries to pull that on stuff?
Well,
it's not just Ron Paul. It's pretty much any libertarian candidate that runs anywhere.
Yeah, anytime a libertarian's mentioned, the first thing they want to do is they want to say that, you hate black people. Are you ought to be ashamed? What? I didn't even say anything about black people. That's how they
who brings that up? Is it usually the Republicans or is it usually Democrats?
Democrats race bait.
Yep.
Both.
All right, now, the senator, Robin Byrd, longest-running senator in U.S. history and all that.
Mm-hmm.
And where is he from? West Virginia?
West Virginia.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah. Recently died. He died 2 days ago, I think.
Isn't it nice when that happens?
Oh, God.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, man. The Ewoks were dancing when that happened, I tell you. But
I'm not saying I wish death on anyone. I'm just saying it's nice when the old guard dies off. I mean, old bigots. Maybe,
we don't have to pay him a pension now.
Sicko. Maybe you shouldn't. Maybe you shouldn't take that back too soon here, buddy. He was back in the 30s and 40s. He was the rank of exalted cyclops.
That's right.
In the Ku Klux Klan.
Yep. Oh boy.
Cyclops. And he was the longest-running Democrat senator for all these years. And they never called him a racist once that I can think of.
But not in our lifetimes. You know, the Democrats put it behind them. I think it was the other one was Strom Thurmond. Did he go from Democrat to Republican, and he was a bigot too? I don't know, but you know,
but he died too while he was in office.
Yeah, this thing sort of changed in the 80s with the Reagan Revolution. The Republicans managed to get the sort of conservative, bigoted Democrats over to their side, and it changed the whole map.
The warmongers.
Yeah, if you'll take a look at sort of electoral college maps, you can get them on Wikipedia, and the whole country really just did an about face. It's very interesting.
So, what did you call to out him as a former bigot, or what was the point?
I kind of just wanted to bring up the thing where everybody's always picking on like the libertarian types, calling them racist with no real proof.
But they ignore
when
this guy.
Solid evidence, well, like pictures of this cat and his funny hat.
Well, people change. I mean, not everybody who is a racist in their 20s is going to necessarily be a racist in their 60s.
But I would like to point out that that I think that, you know, saying that a group of people based largely on their race should receive, different treatment than another group of people based on their race, I think that's bigoted. And that is something that is, it's a good part of the progressive Democratic platform.
And people I find that are so obsessed with race are usually the racists themselves. They're just in denial maybe about it, but why even think about race? Why even talk about it? Let's just relate to each other as human beings. Who cares?
No, I agree with you.
That's the way I feel about it.
Sure. And I agree with you, Wayne, but I'm not somebody who comes to the aid and defense of politicians, but I mean, come on, let's give somebody credit for their ability to possibly change. I mean, the guy may not have been a racist anymore.
Well, come on.
But I just don't trust politicians on this one.
Yes.
A politician changes when it's convenient for them to change.
That's right.
What's more likely? I'm not saying that this is what happened, Ian. I'm just saying what's more likely, that Robert Byrd dropped his racist bigotry because it was convenient for his political career or because he actually had a heartfelt change?
The former.
These people are sociopaths. They're lying because their lips are moving.
In some cases, that could be true, Ian, but I think more cases than you probably would realize, all they've done is just stop talking in a racist manner in public.
Well, you guys are probably right. I mean,
never have been a racist from the beginning and was only being a racist because it was politically expedient.
Maybe that too.
I don't know what kind of sociopath these people are.
Yeah.
They'll find the parade and they'll get in front of it. If it's a bigoted parade, we're in front of it. If it's an equality parade, we're in front of it. Whatever. That's what they do.
Amen, Mark.
And that's why they shouldn't be in charge.
Well, you know,
anything.
I think you guys,
their own chicken coop.
I think you guys are probably right. There was a story that I found, and I wish I could remember. Maybe it's I think Johnny Lee Clary is his name. There's a former Grand Wizard in the KKK who did actually change and has, joined the side of good and appreciates people for being human beings now. And he's got an amazing story. I'll see if I can pull up kind of a summary of what happened to this with this guy. Because when I saw it, it was really...
I can't believe that Ian's actually in the position where he's defending politicians.
No,
I know. Not this guy, but I mean just in general, this
Brent,
conversation.
I wasn't defending the politician. I was just suggesting that maybe somebody could change. I mean, that's a possibility, right?
Yes, it is.
Even a black-hearted, evil politician. There is that possibility.
Well, if you're still a politician, you're still black-hearted.
Ted, say again?
You're defending the man, not the rank.
Well, I'm not defending anybody. I'm just suggesting that maybe somebody could be different from how they were when they were 20 years older. I don't know how old he was when he was the Grand Dragon or Cyclops or whatever the hell title it was.
We're all different now than when we were 20. Even you, Ian.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was still supporting them in the 50s and 60s.
Hey, thanks, Ted, for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. I'll see if I can pull that up. Johnny Lee Clary understands the natural tendency for doubt that some people bring to his claim of a conversion from hatred for all humans not white to absolute love for all humanity, red, yellow, black, and white, demanded in the doctrine of Christianity. Given the podium for a few minutes, Clary, past Grand Imperial Wizard of the White Knights of the Ku Klux Klan, will chip away at the doubts of even the most skeptical listener. He casts out fear, not with tedious theological assertions. His explanation for a life that has swung from the polar extremes of behavior are practical enough to sustain a decade-long career as a Christian motivational speaker. Clary said during an interview at the Bulletin, "I was taught racism as a child. I remember the first black person that I ever saw. I was 5 with my dad going into a grocery store, and he, the black man, was coming out. I said, 'Look, there's a chocolate-covered man.' And Dad said, 'No, that's no chocolate-covered man. That's a N-word.
N-word, right.
The observation was followed by a brief tirade of racism and bigotry that sowed the first seeds in the young mind that grew and blossomed into a full-grown hate, but not without some nurturing. His grandfather was more vocal racist than even his father. At 11 years old, Clary would witness his father's suicide. He witnessed and confronted his mother's alcoholism and infidelity to his father. When his father died, she immediately sent him to live with a sister in East Los Angeles. Clary said, 'I didn't have the love a boy should have for his mom.' At 12 and 13 years old, young Clary learned brutality, racial division, and hate on the streets of L.A. Street gangs were divided among race and ethnic lines, and Clary grew to despise nearly all non-whites." We'll tell a little bit more of this guy's story, because I found it amazing. We're coming up. Free Talk Live.
MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, XFPs, GBICs, ZenPaks, and X2s. 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP. All at up to 99% off list price. MemoryDealers.com is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs. In stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com.
In the decades to come, hardy adventurers will colonize the solar system, rediscovering freedom and finding vast new wealth. But the government of Earth will seek to extend its power and claim that wealth as its own, any way it can. Escape from Terra, Volume 1, the first trade paperback collection of the popular adventure webcomic series, is available now for $12.95 from Big Head Press at BigHeadPress.com.
So you think the massive Gulf oil leak won't affect the air you breathe?
Think again.
Benzene, a toxic gas emitted from crude oil and a known carcinogen, is now airborne, traveling hundreds, even thousands of miles inland. Whether you live near the Gulf or not, benzene and other volatile organic compounds could cause adverse reactions to those living inside your home. NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, came to airfiltersandpurifiers.com for answers on how to clean the air on boats aiding in the Gulf cleanup. Do what NOAA did. Contact airfiltersandpurifiers.com and ask about the HealthMate Plus. The HealthMate Plus is capable of trapping 99.97% of all polluting particulates. Buy the HealthMate Plus today with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. GCN listeners get a 5% discount by using promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com, your trusted advisor for clean air.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Is there a favorite radio station or show that you just love and can't stand to miss? Then you need Replay AV. With Replay AV, you can set up your PC to record your favorite radio shows, podcasts, XM and Sirius radio feeds, even streaming video automatically. More than one favorite? No problem. Replay AV can simultaneously record multiple shows and stations. You never have to miss any of your favorite programs again. Replay AV comes with a built-in media guide to make it easy to find your favorites, and a converter for playback in any of the popular formats, or burn to CD or DVD. With Replay AV's easy recording wizard, you'll be set up to record quickly. And Replay AV comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Try it, then buy it at replayav.com. GCN listeners save $10 off the retail price by going to replayav.com or click on the Replay AV banner on gcnlive.com. Visit replayav.com. Stream it, record it, keep it with Replay.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, and all the features there we give away. So enjoy those. Again, that's freetalklive.com. I was just kind of talking about, I think it was Ted in West Virginia who had called in a moment ago to bring up this Robert Byrd character, one of the politicians who has been a long time, lifelong politician. And early on in his life, he was involved in the KKK, one of the, what was it, Grand Cyclops or something like that?
Something like that.
Whatever the hell that is.
So anyway, like one big eye on his forehead?
Yeah, apparently. It, very strange. Anyway, and I suggested there was a chance that he could have changed, you know, that maybe he wasn't today the racist that that he once was. And
well,
I don't
you
know.
Actually said a man can change, wouldn't you say that? I mean, or something like that. That was the point. I don't know if that's actually what you say. But the suggestion was
this guy could have changed.
A man could change. However, I'm much more likely to give the benefit of the doubt to somebody who doesn't stand to benefit greatly by their change.
I think you're right about that, and I think that a better story. Look, I'm not saying I know he's changed he's changed, but I'm just saying he could.
I totally agree with the sentiment. Right. It could have been that Robert Byrd had a heartfelt change from his evil, bigoted ways. However,
but he's still
I think that it's likely that Robert Byrd went into the Ku Klux Klan and got his bigoted ideas mostly because it was politically expedient. Mm-hmm. And I think he dropped them when it became politically expedient.
I think Robert Byrd
is mostly a sociopath. Yes. Maybe he has some feelings one way or the other, and I suspect if he had some feelings, that they would probably go towards the bigoted end, just because that's how I think about politicians.
I think you are right.
I think the sickest, most disgusting part of this is that the people of West Virginia continued to elect this guy.
Yeah. Oh, no, I agree with absolutely everything you say, and that's why I wanted to bring up the story of Johnny Lee Clary. Now, have the two of you ever heard this guy's story before?
No, I've never heard this before.
I've heard of him, but I haven't heard his story.
It's an incredible story, and one night when I found this guy, I was on just surfing around on YouTube and around the Internet, and I found this guy's story. I was absolutely transfixed by it because it was so persuasive. I went and I looked up as much as I could about him, and it's just an amazing story. Anyway, he got involved. His dad and his grandfather were very racist people. So that's where he picked up his racism. And then he moved into L.A. when he was 12 or 13, where his racism became even more burned into him. He said he found a salve for the feelings of loss, betrayal, and failure in the Ku Klux Klan organization headed by David Duke. He said he was alone, failing in school and living with a sister that he believed was interested in him for no other reason than the U.S. War Veteran Survivor check that he was receiving each month. And so in order to get away from all of his personal problems, he retreated into the Ku Klux Klan. And David Duke at the time was a Klan leader in the national spotlight, making appearances on L.A. television stations. One of those broadcasts contained a phone number to contact Duke. Clary did, and soon was corresponding by mail. Then a KKK recruiter appeared at the door asking to interview young Clary for his opinion on the races and racism. Clary said that no one had ever asked for my opinion about anything. He soon was steeped in KKK doctrine of white supremacy, challenging teachers at school regarding the accuracy of history and the Nazi Holocaust against Jews in World War II, and fomenting hate toward his black classmates in L.A. He returned then to Oklahoma, where he found a family with the KKK near McAllister, and quickly rose through the ranks as a recruiter and on to the level of Grand Imperial Wizard. Clary said his conversion began slowly with an appearance on a radio talk show hosted by Coma Radio in Oklahoma City. Appearing on the show with Clary was a local black pastor, the late Reverend Wade Watts, who would engage Clary.
Oh, I remember this guy's name.
Do you?
Yeah.
So you've heard the story then, perhaps?
Maybe from written from the other side.
It's an incredible story. Who would engage Clary in ways he wasn't prepared for. Kind of in the same way that we're the activists up here are engaging the government people in ways they aren't prepared for.
Exactly. It's called culture jamming. And Mark's bumper sticker today, by the way, is a perfect example. It's a picture of Obama on his bumper sticker, and then it says war. I mean,
it's not what people expect to see. They
exactly
see hope or change or something like that.
Exactly.
So, and I don't know if culture jamming, maybe culture jamming is accurate as far as from Clary's perspective, but it's also love on the perspective of Wade Watts, which is an amazing amount of love. And I'll show you this here as the story continues. This, by the way, from BaxterBulletin.com. So they're on this radio talk show, Coma Radio, and Watts was, by the way, entering the studio, Watts immediately told Clary he loved him and reached to shake hands. The two were shaking hands before Clary realized that such interaction with a black person was forbidden by KKK rules. I don't know what I expected, said Clary. I was looking for some big Black Panther type with a big afro giving the black power sign. I remember thinking, how can I get to this person? Outside the radio station, Clary was greeted by a group of supporters from Watts' congregation. Watts fetched an
I'd like people to pay attention to this. How powerful the ideas of love and respect are. You've got, I mean, here, the most vilified character in America.
The Grand Wizard
of the KKK. Now, I'm not saying that this individual is, but we're talking about the character here. And
he is the Grand Imperial
it's
Wizard.
It's so easy to fling epithets and treat somebody like the garbage that you think they are. But listen to how powerful the message of love and respect is here.
Watts fetched an infant from a woman in the crowd and held up the baby for Clary to see. Clary said, I could see this baby was half black and half white. Clary recalled Watts' words at the time were, how can you fault this baby for being what she is? I wasn't ready for that, said Clary. Then the baby smiled at me. He said he felt affection for the infant and wanted to touch her. That was Watts' adopted daughter, Tia. Following the talk show, it was concluded by Clary and his Klansmen that Watts had made Clary and the Klan look foolish. Clary said that he engineered a cross-burning near Watts' home. So basically, he went back to his buddies at the KKK, and they said, oh, you are in hot water now, buddy. You done made us look bad on that talk show by shaking hands with that man. And so he wanted to prove himself, right? He wanted to prove to them that I'm still in the Klan, I'm still the Grand Master Wizard Dragon thing, and here's what I'll do. And here's what he did. He engineered a cross-burning near Watts' home, then dumped trash and dead animals on Watts' lawn, and made threatening phone calls to the Watts home. Finally, the Klan set fire to the building where Watts worshipped with his congregation.
Jeez.
This man burned down the preacher's church.
Wow.
Watts greeted every threat with kindness, said Clary. A short time after the broadcast, Clary and a gang of KKK members found Watts and friends having a chicken dinner at a local restaurant and challenged his right to be there. Clary told Watts that whatever he did to the chicken, he was going to do to him. So, Watts picked up the chicken and kissed
it,
said Clary. Not only were the people around the incident amused, but his own Klan followers laughed out loud. Along the way, Clary said he embarked on a career as a professional wrestler with the character named Johnny Angel. At the time, the KKK was blending with neo-Nazi groups and skinheads that the FBI believed was a more serious threat to national security than the old Klan. The Fens disclosed that Johnny Angel was in real life a KKK leader, effectively ending his career. All he had left was the Klan and a girlfriend, who later turned out to be an FBI undercover agent, who discovered the identities of several secret Klan members that were in turn disclosed publicly. Clary said these were a lot of police officers. People were losing their jobs for being in the Klan. Meanwhile, the association with radical neo-Nazi groups was making other Klan members uncomfortable. The FBI was becoming and more aggressive, making weapons cases against Klan members. It became apparent to Clary that the FBI would see him in prison if something didn't change. Clary repented for the wrong reason and resigned from the Klan. Then, those he had recruited turned on their former leader, saying a true Klansman wouldn't abandon the organization because of the threat of imprisonment. They called me a stoolie and a coward, and I said, okay, if you go to prison for the Klan, okay, you go to prison for the Klan, said Clary. And for the first time in a long time, Clary was truly alone and without friends or family again. He turned to alcohol and was once prepared to take his own life. And then he goes on, and he finds God, and he's actually become, a preacher since then. Clary began attending church and became a serious student of that religion. During his first worship days at the Oral Roberts University Mabee Center, he was recognized by members as the Klan leader. The church was wary of the new member, but gradually he was accepted as a believer. As Clary's faith increased, he called Watts to ask forgiveness, and Watts invited Clary to witness for his church. The greeting in the building he once tried to burn down was a cool one. He began the sermon attempting to explain himself and his conversion, but the skepticism of his listeners became more obvious. He says that I gave up and just preached Jesus, said Clary, that awakened the Amen corner, he said. During the altar call, a teenage mulatto girl answered his invitation. She was the infant girl Watts had held in her arms, or his arms, outside the radio station. Clary recalled that she said, I want to know the Jesus you know. Clary said he has since adopted Tia as a goddaughter. And Clary agrees that not everyone will come to reckoning with hatred through a religious experience such as his. Clary urges those people to look at the outcome of separation and fear. He said men hate what they fear. Unity and reconciliation are concepts that people should examine for a secular, if not a religious, response to hate. He said let little children play together and see what happens. They don't hate. Love is a learned response, he says. And anyway, that's just, it's an amazing story of love and forgiveness on the part of the preacher.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Toll House Morsels. There are a million reasons to bake with Toll House. Find yours at verybestbaking.com. A balanced diet is important, but so is the occasional treat. Working with your kids to bake a dessert from scratch helps them to appreciate it even more, and it keeps them from resenting having to eat their veggies every other day. Plus, baking is a perfect excuse to spend time with your kids, since just being together is a treat. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.